Welcome, everybody. It is week two of Women of Fantasy Football. I am Club Fantasy FFL's founder, whatever all the adjectives you want to throw out there, Joshua Hudson. Hosting today, as usual, with our Women of Fantasy shows, Faith Enos, Kelly Singh, and we have yet another great lineup of women that we're going to be talking to, getting to know, and hopefully sharing some wise wisdom and all kinds of other more adjectives that we're going to go through. Yes, this intro has been terrible. But what you do need to know, Kayla Burton from NFL Network is joining us first. And we have Kendall Valenzuela from Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. And we are giving away two more signed jerseys, the signed Najee Harris jersey, the signed Emmett Smith jersey, all because you all were so kind and generous to buy raffle tickets, and all that is going to a scholarship fund that we have set up with our new partners for year three of Women of Fantasy Football, Galvanize. So, with that in mind, stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to week two of Women of Fantasy Football. I almost said week two of No Pun Intended, but that's not right. It kind of is because we took over, no pun intended. Yeah, Zach's right. I am one of your hosts, Faith Enos. To my right in this lovely layout is our other host, Kelly in Phoenix, Miss Kelly Singh. If you joined us last week for Jen Piacenti and Samantha Praviti, you know we kicked it off amazingly. It was fantastic. And we're back with week two just as strong. Joining us a little bit later is Miss Kendall Valenzuela of Matthew Berry Fantasy Life. But first and foremost, joining us is Miss Kayla Burton from the NFL Network. Kayla, hello. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. This is such an honor. I'm so pumped to talk to you guys today.
Thanks for being with us. This is fantastic.
I'm super pumped. Like, I'm very super stoked because Adam has been a huge proponent of women in sports. And I love how you kind of make him take that second fiddle, like the sidecar photos. Oh my gosh. I live for those. Those are so an cool entire mood. Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, yes, we worked together in the Super Bowl coverage. And honestly, love everyone here at NFL Network. No, that I'm not just saying that to say that. The people here are awesome. I will say Adam Rank is, if there's anyone to make you feel more comfortable on television, leave it to Adam Rank to do so, because he is just, it's just pure fun with him. Like it doesn't even feel like work. It's just like, he's just talking, you're going with it. We're bantering back and forth. We throw in football. I mean, it's a whole vibe.
It really is. And that's how you ended up with us, actually, is he was on my pod as a favor. I don't even have a big pod. It was supposed to be a 5-10-15 minute interview, and it went for an hour and a half.
not surprising at all, by the way.
Not surprising, right?
That's
right. After that, I was like, well, hey, you said you're here to help. I really would love to have Kayla, Bridget, anybody from your team to be on Women of Fantasy Football. And then he connected us, and here we are. That's, you know, we're not here to talk about Adam. We're here to talk about you, which is the exciting part.
The very exciting part. Well, before we get into anything like official and businessy, I have to point this out to everybody watching. You are wearing a Boston Marathon jacket. Kayla, can you tell the people who your NFL team is?
I feel so cringy that I'm wearing this Boston Marathon. It's not a subtle flex. Like, I'm not trying to flex or anything.
Did you run the Boston Marathon?
I did run the Boston
Marathon. Okay. No. You take that flex.
No, I came to be, if I'm being 100% real with you guys, well, Faith, to answer your question, Patriots, I got it. Like, let's just put that out there. I'm born and raised Boston. I have family, grew up in the Boston area. We're very connected with the Patriots, et cetera, et cetera. My granddad played for the Patriots way, way, way back then.
That's so amazing.
And it's just like, I have to be. I like, it's in my, like, I just need to be.
Yeah, I get it.
Network, I will say that. That whole Patriots, rah, rah, you know, it's like, okay, let's.
Nobody likes us.
You can be a human being. We understand you like the Patriots, just like Adam's obsessed with the Bears. But we will say, like, you have to be completely unbiased. So I kind of like, yes, I have my Patriots gear in a drawer right now. We get it. But yes, this Boston, I came in here thinking that my NFL Network long sleeve was going to be here. It wasn't. So I guess this is what we're having today.
Okay, so let's take it back for a second, though. You said that you ran the Boston Marathon.
It was cool. First of all, when you have Bridget come on, she ran it too. So we're both from the Boston area, which was really neat. We didn't know each other, both from neighboring towns, actually, Hockington and where is she from? She's going to make fun of me for not saying it, but she's in the neighboring Holliston. I'm like, why am I forgetting? And if I'm wrong there, I know I'm right. She's from Holliston. But yeah, we came on at the very similar times. And I'm so nuts. I don't know why I decided to do this, but I have like a family organization or camp that we run in the summers, and we raise money for it, called the Ron Burton Training Village. And anyway, they needed someone to run. And I like to run in my spare time. I don't know. I'm weird like that.
That's not what I like to do in my spare time.
I will say I don't intend on running another one. Like, I'm good. I only want to
You did it one. Once. You cross it off your bucket list and that's it.
Yeah. Like, I have no itch, no desire. I want to do it again. Like, not at all. Like, I really don't want to do it again. But I'm very happy that I did. I was really brilliant to do it 2 days before flying across the country here to Los Angeles and starting work wearing, like, these boot heels, which, by the way, I have sneakers on. Like, we don't wear, I didn't need to do that. So the first day of work for me was extremely painful, but I'm very happy I could check off the bucket list that I did it.
I mean, the most I've ever run in consecutively is a 10K. And I know that next day for me was like miserable. So that was only 6 miles if you don't know your 10K, but Kayla ran 20 more than I did.
Listen, you can run a mile. I give credit to anyone who can even do that, because it is not. I'm a weird person. I don't know. There's no explanation.
I mean, I'm a weird person too, but not weird in the way that I say I like to run in my free time. Yeah. I'm just quirky.
If you see me running, please stop, pull out your cell phone, and dial 911.
Because something is wrong.
I'm running from something.
Exactly. If you see me running, you should start running too, because something big is coming.
I'm taking notes.
You know, I walk everywhere, though. I live 2 weeks now in Old Town Orange, where I work at Trophy Smack, and I don't have my car there. So I walk everywhere. I love walking, but running, no thanks.
I've resorted to walking now too. You know, I'm good. I'm good with the running thing. I've actually died down, if you ask me. So I just, you know, I try to do what I can. We'll see.
Love it. One thing at a time. I love that. What a memory, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was so neat. I mean, the Boston community, especially after like COVID and seeing, and of course the Boston bombing, which was really upsetting, to be able to do that. Like, that was amazing. And it was right before I came over here to Los Angeles. So it was kind of my last like hurrah.
You fell out of Boston.
Yeah. I mean, I still go back all the time. I got a lot of family there, and people out there. So like, I go back when I can and have often. But yeah, I mean, coming over here, it's a totally different, my goodness, it's a different world out here in LA. I'm loving it. You also have to, like, every day is sunshine and beauty, and it's constant. So I mean, but you're paying for it. You're paying for the sunshine, as people say. But it's been amazing. I mean, I love working here. It has been an adjustment going from a local station to a national station. And but the best part about NFL Network is you're not alone with it. Like, they are guiding you, they're supporting you. The mentors that Steve Weish, I'll throw his name out there, Mike Giardi, Adam Rank, like all these guys and gals Stacey Dales, like they all are just, they're genuine supporters. And it's really telling. Like you hear about it, you're like, oh no, people at work are so great. Mm-hmm. And then you see it and you're like, yeah. But you come out here and it's like, oh my, no, they're about what they say. So it's such a blessing.
What are some of those adjustments, Kayla? You mentioned that it was a big adjustment going from a network local network to a national network. What were some of those adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think when I first came out here, you know, you're excited. You're working for the NFL network, like like it's huge, and it is big time. You know, I know, like, just the facility that I'm in, a weird, quiet, soundproof box, if you will, right now. But the facility here, I mean, it's breathtaking. It's right next to SoFi, and just walking into this place is like, what? Like, you know, it you get free meals all the time. Like, you can't take it for granted, because it's just not a normal world. You know, it's not a normal reality. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to step into a place like this and call it work every day. It's unbelievable. But to answer your question, Kelly, you know, the biggest adjustment was, and I'm learning this right now because I'm like 10 months into this. And so I'm still new, but I'm understanding of the teams around me. I've been traveling on the road for training camp. I'm in studio, you know, there's going from local news and covering that aspect of using a teleprompter most of the times to in studio where there's not much teleprompter. There is a teleprompter, but like in breaking news, not at all. You are off and running. So it's the preparation, I think, is different. You know, I used to solely focus on the Patriots. Like, that was my beat back at the station I was working with at Western Mass News. And that's one team of 32. And it's not being able to just cover the Patriots. It's also breaking down the analysis of each and every team and you know, their schematic plans, like their techniques, why they do a certain, you know, they practice a certain way. And mind you, I remember too, I'm not an analyst. Like, I never played football. I played Division I basketball. And like, I can say I'm an athlete. I'm proud of that. But I also know, so, you know, I understand, like, I'm here to report. I'm here to talk to these coaches, talk to these players, you know, ask the Willie McGinnis of the world, you know, why did they run this play? Why do they do this? So I know my role, or I'm starting to understand my role. But then it's also confidence. I think that was an adjustment. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of playing basketball in college. You're so used to being the star in high school, or like at a different network or a different station. You're used to being used all the time and being that starting point guard or whatever. And then all of a sudden you get to college and it's like, well, guess what? Everyone else, they're all stars here. They're all, where is it? I think it's here. They're all that. I came with props today, guys.
I love it.
But everyone's kind of a star, and you know, it's like, where do I fit in? Like, what can I bring to the table? And you feel young. You feel like a rookie. I'm one of the younger women here, younger people among men and women here. I think I'm the second youngest. But at the same time, you know, I bring something unique to the table. I relate to these players because I grew up with some of them, you know, and I also like know that social media has taken off and, you know, how they communicate to the world now through that platform. So there's different things that I bring to the table, but it's still being able to gain your own confidence and also just humble yourself. Like, I realize this is a national platform, and instead of talking so much, which I'm clearly doing right now, thank God for this career, but it's also like taking a step back and just listening and learning and observing. Like, I think that's something really honing in with right now.
Yeah. I know, Faith, you have questions. I was just going to say, I saw some people popping in the chat. So if you're just joining us and missed the start, we have Kayla Burton with us from NFL Network, and we're super excited about it. And we had just been chatting a bit about her background and making the move from local television news to network. And so, Faith, jump in there.
Love it.
So you talked about making the jump from local to national. But what made you want to be in journalism to begin with? Like, what gave you that light bulb moment that was like, that's what I want to do?
That's awesome. You know, when I was in high school, it was solely, I was running track and playing basketball. And journalism, I wasn't, it was just sports for me. That's kind of, I didn't really think about what I wanted to do in 20 years from now and 10 years from now. I knew that, like, I want to get a scholarship. I want to play D1. I either want to run in it and run track or play basketball. And I eventually made that switch to basketball. But then when I got to Lehigh, you know, I knew I wanted to study journalism. My dad is in broadcasting. He's a sports director for WBZ in Boston. My uncle's is also a news reporter there. And so I've been in a family and in an atmosphere where television and broadcasting is kind of like of the norm for my family, because I've just seen, you know, family members firsthand enter this industry. And I saw the fun that they had. Like, they get to talk to people, they get to go to games, they get to cover this, they get to cover that. And I'm like, that's really cool. But I didn't know if I wanted that for myself, but I knew I liked talking. I knew I liked storytelling and reading and that area. So I studied journalism at Lehigh. And coming out of Lehigh, I remember it was my senior year, and I knew I wanted to get into broadcasting, but I don't think there wasn't a direct broadcasting class that I had taken at Lehigh. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, how do I connect the two? Is there a way to do this? And I remember my dad being like, do you have access to a camera? And I was like, well, yeah, I took a multimedia class, but it wasn't necessarily like a hard hitting, you know, broadcasting class. And I was like, yeah, I have access to a camera. He goes, all right, do you have a mic? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, well, you know the football coach? And I was like, yeah, Dad, but I've never talked to him. And he's like, well, this is part of broadcasting. Like, if you want to put yourself out there, you got to go talk to the people. So go knock on that coach's door and say, coach, I'd like to do an interview with you ahead of, you know, the practices and entering the preseason. And I was mortified. I'm like, I can't talk to him. Like, oh my gosh, like, he doesn't even know my name. It's, mm-hmm. And the football players are going to make fun of me. Like, there is no way. And he's like, don't come to me if you don't, you know, you got to do the first step. So I remember I grabbed my camera. I grabbed my teammate. She held it. I was literally shaking. And I was like, hi, coach. Like, I don't even know what I said. I don't even know if I talked about mm-hmm. football. But, I created a reel and I put myself out there. I saw myself do an interview with him. I grabbed some players, talked to them. Then I was like, let me try baseball. But then I needed to know, okay, like, why am I asking the questions that I'm asking? Mm-hmm. Come with the mic and ask random questions, like, prepare. So I did that. I created a reel. And eventually I went to Syracuse. I applied, you know, to get into the Newhouse program where I got my master's. That was a whole different ballgame because, I mean, my goodness, I think either between running 25 plus suicides in a span of X amount of minutes or, you know, doing the Newhouse program, I think the Newhouse may have even been harder on a consistent basis. It was hard, but I learned so much and I loved it. Like, I just had an adrenaline rush. I love connecting with different people. And, you know, all the sports people wanted to do sports. Like, I remember our professor asked us, she was like, all right, how many in here want to be a sports reporter? All of us shot our hands up. And she went around the room and said, what's your dream goal? ESPN. Every single person expected to be at ESPN coming mm-hmm. out of it. And the first job I got was in news. And I love Western Mass News. I literally, like, ride for Western Mass News till the day I die. They literally raised me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot of pay. I had nothing to do with sports for the first year. They didn't even have sports coverage. It was all news. And it was, you know, I was working two jobs and I'm like, I got my master's to do this, you know, like, I have to grind here and I'm not even covering sports. And I think people think when they see people such as myself now at NFL Network or others, like, oh, like, I'm going to come out of school and I'm going to do, you know, and it's pretty rare to do. And it's not possible, but I'm just mm-hmm. thankful for the time that I was, like, when I started out, I was on the desk. I had all these scanners in front of me, four scanners where you're hearing the police department, you're hearing the fire department all at once saying, you know, there's a fire on this. And I had to make the calls. I had to be the one to send out the push alert. I was writing all the news stories. So I wasn't on air for the first, like, half year. And then I started at MMJ'd, which is multimedia journalist. You're a one-man band, getting the camera, doing the interviews, and you're grinding, you're really working. But I loved it in the weirdest way. I'm like, man, if I love it right now and I'm not even, you know, getting paid as well as I want to, or being on camera as often as I want to, and I love it, imagine if you keep working. And by the grace of God, honestly, I say that you know, I compiled a reel and I sent it out, and NFL Network got a hold of it, and we had a conversation, and they're like, you're going to have to work. You are definitely going to have to work. And especially being a woman of color, like, you know, there's, for me personally, my dad's Black, my mom's white, but I haven't had like too many women of color on camera that I looked up to. I just haven't seen it. I got all this hair, by the way, I did not do it today, so just bear with me.
It still looks amazing.
Thank you guys. I got a lot of hair. And it's like, you know, when you don't see someone on camera that looks like you, how are you encouraged to go do that? So I make it of the utmost importance to, we have a lot of interns here, and I worked with many of them. One of which, her name is Bree. She's beautiful, Black young lady wanting to be in the same, do the same thing that I'm doing basically. And, you know, I care about all the young folks trying to do this, but I definitely, make sure that, you know, I echo to these young women of color, like, you belong here just like everyone else. So that's also like a mindset that I like to bring.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's part of the reason that we partnered with Galvanize. I can speak for myself, at least, that being white is still a place of privilege. Being a woman makes it super difficult, but I have this platform and this opportunity that many women don't have, whether it's race-based or resource-based or gender-based or any of those things. Being able to be a part of this movement that Faith and Josh invited me to co-host with them has been so meaningful in that way, to be able to provide scholarships and resources to women who may not otherwise have the opportunity to grow these skills and live their dreams. So, yeah, I'm so glad you shared that. I'm like, sorry.
So to speak to that as well, the fact that you said of color, not having that representation to look up to, not having those role models, not having all of that, that's kind of where women in fantasy sports and fantasy football are at, because for the longest time, we didn't have any females to look up to in this space. We didn't have any women to look at and to know how to do this. And so that's why it was important for especially Josh and myself that we started this movement. But then we have discovered and helped bring light to people, to amazing women in this space, like Liz Loza. Liz Loza just made the move from Yahoo to ESPN, and she's amazing at what she does. She is far talented than some of the men that I know in this space, and it has nothing to do with her being a woman. She just happens to be a woman.
Right.
And so I love, like what Kelly said, getting to partner with Galvanize and to show these women that there are women in journalism that they can look up to, that there are women who have paved that way, who have gone before them and have done the work. And right. So I think that's just amazing.
Someone that looks like them and that they feel representation is right. So important too, because we can't offer Faith and I. It's so great to be able to have such a variety of women joining us for the show this month.
Speaking of work, you mentioned earlier how you were at times it was a one man band, it was a one Kayla show, and then you worked, and then when you got to the NFL Network, they didn't say, hey, it's going to be a piece of cake, you've made it, you're here. They told you, you're still going to have to work. So my question for you is, for those women or even men who are wanting to make it, we'll call it make it, who are grinding right now or who are trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, what would be your major piece of advice for them, having done it yourself?
Absolutely. I would say what has worked for me is set realistic goals that work for you. So I'll give you an example, because when I was at Newhouse, I remember playing basketball my whole life. That is all I would wake up. didn't have the option. I have really two determined parents. My mom was a swimmer at Northwestern. My dad was a football player there. So they would wake. I have three other siblings, all played sports. And my younger sister is playing for the Dallas Wings. So those of you who are in Dallas, she plays
awesome
there. So she loves it. But we were waking up at 5:30 a.m. Monday through Friday before school to play basketball or play sport. And I remember my older sister crying and saying, like, and this was like from 7 years old till onward. And my older sister Kendall, she was like, "Dad, you're making me, I hate this. This is abuse." Like, you're, and he goes, "Kendall," he goes, "I don't care if you want to play basketball. I don't care if you want to play the trumpet. I don't care if you want to paint. I don't care whatever it is you want to do. Best believe you are getting up at 5:30 in the morning and you're going to work at it because you need to learn work." Now, I come from an extreme family, but what I will say is that set the tone for myself later in life. Like I thank my parents so much for teaching me work ethic because that's where my confidence builds. And right now I'm going from a station where I was live all the time. You know, I'm reporting live. So I got those reps. Well, here it was a big transition and it's a lot of learning the first year. It's a lot of just, you know, not as many reps. It's almost quality over quantity, if you will. And, but that's at that same time, you know, when you go on air, you're even more nervous because it's been 5 months since my last live shot. So it's like, oh my God, like, can I do this? So what works for me is I practice 10 reps every single day. I have a story. I did it this morning. I did Derwin James. He just signed a big contract, the safety of the Chargers. So I just did him this morning. And hey guys who are joining, I see you guys chatting it up. But you know, what works for me is, and I'm going to be corny right now, but it's shooting in the gym. It's getting those extra practices. It's making sure that I'm putting in the extra work so that when my name is called, when my number is called, I'm ready to go. And it's the same thing from basketball, from sports to work life. You could be working at a convenience store. You could be a manager. You could be, it doesn't have to be broadcasting and, you know, at this big flashy network or anything. It's be anything that you do. But honestly, when you're more prepared for it, you have that natural confidence. And I think people, like, I have it on my refrigerator, 3 goals that I want to attain, and big goals. And I don't even, like, right now I kind of look at them and I'm like, okay, like, all right, chill out, Kayla. You know, let's calm down. But, you know, my boyfriend, actually, we talked about that and he was saying, he goes, "I am so for you with those goals," which shout out him because he better be for me. But like, if you're not, why are we?
Exactly.
But what he gave me advice about was, you know, like, how can you get to that big goal? Like, what can you do right now that's attainable, that's you're able to put into practice to get you to that goal? And for me, it's learning more about each and every single team here. So it's like, okay, this week I'm going to write down, I'm going to go through the Green Bay Packers offense for Monday through Wednesday, defense, you know, Thursday through Saturday, whatever. And that's just a relatable experience for me because this is my work. But for anyone out there, whatever they're trying to attain, like, set realistic goals and then consistency. What I have learned most, what I have fell off on and what I have, you know, completely have just done well with is being consistent. Like, that works for me. And I think it works for a lot of people, but doing it in a way that really works for you. If you're a morning person, set that alarm clock 25, 45 minutes earlier than you normally do. It's not going to kill you. If you're a night owl, okay, do that. You know, like, find what works for you, I would say.
Love it.
I love all of that.
And I'm so not perfect in it, by the way. I just want everyone to know, I said, you know, consistency is the hardest thing, I think, for a lot of people, like, especially myself. And let me say this, you know, I know that people can look at my title right here. It says NFL, and it's glamorous and it's amazing because it is a very prestigious place and I'm blessed to be here and thankful to be here. And I've worked hard, you know, and I have a long way to go, but I will say that there are people, I was working at an ice cream shop. It was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, actually. I was working at an ice cream shop because I didn't know what I was doing. And I just had my master's degree. And the first thing I did was working at an ice cream shop in Quincy Market in Boston. Shout out Sprinkles. Okay. Okay. Like, it's like, that's life. Everyone's grinding. Like, you mm-hmm. know, it's not all Instagram, Twitter. If you look at my Instagram, people are like, oh my gosh, you are shining. You are doing amazing. And I've broken down number of times being like, can I do this? You know, like that's, mm-hmm. I think that's not talked about enough. Mm-hmm. And like, don't let me fool you. Don't let others fool you. Don't compare. Because when you start doing that, you're just going down this rabbit hole when you know, it's your own race mm-hmm. that you're running. It's not to the person to the right. Mm-hmm. And I got myself in trouble with that because I was struggling mentally moving to this place because I'm like, I'm not mm-hmm. on as much. I need to do more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I prayed about it for a while and continue to pray every day. Like, God, like, just help me to focus on Kayla and what I have to mm-hmm. do. And I think mm-hmm. that's like a piece of advice that I wish I knew earlier that I can echo to all you guys out there.
You just said something that struck a chord for me and I think is important for a lot of people to hear, especially those who are either trying to break into fantasy sports or trying to break into journalism or trying to break into anything. And that's two things. One of them being comparison is the thief of joy. If you compare yourself to somebody who's not you and where they're at, right. Their journey is not your journey. And just because their journey was a straight line with three stops and yours is more of a switchback road with 10, it doesn't matter. It's that your part. Journey and you will get there when you're supposed to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's something to remember.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That roller coaster wouldn't even make sense. They would shut down the ride. Like, you know? So yeah, I'm with you.
I knew that was going to resonate with Faith because we are fresh off the first ever Women of Fantasy Football panel at the Fantasy Football Expo. And one of the questions for me as a moderator was about that imposter syndrome. And Faith gave an amazing answer about how she's a behind the scenes editor. She's not often in front of the camera. This is her time, her month, her pod to be part of Women of Fantasy Football in the flesh, in the light. So I knew that was going to resonate with you, Faith.
I love that.
Man, this was such a great interview. Ah, I don't want it to end.
No, you guys are awesome. And Faith, congratulations to you. And what I will say about the off the camera, you know, people see my face and other faces on television. What they don't see is the people in our ear, the people making sure all the cameras align. We have a makeup crew. They would be so disappointed with how I'm performing today. Sorry, guys. But what my bottom line is, I look at it as, you know, back when I was playing basketball and getting into when I was waking up at 5:30 in the morning with my family, we wouldn't have been playing basketball if it weren't for the janitors who let us in the gym. And I mean that when I say I try to know every single custodian here and their name who cleans up this place, because those people, whether they're janitors, whether they're or custodians, or whether they're, you know, digital ops or behind the cameras or working the camera or technology, wherever you're at, like, don't get too high and mighty. And I have to remember that for myself, because I'm here because the Lord got me here. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, but also because there are certain people out there who saw opportunity in me. And so for those of you who are behind the scenes and Faith, like, you know, you grinding while not being on camera all the time, like, this has become of it. And I'm honored to be on this platform with you. But if it weren't for you guys, like, this wouldn't even be possible. So hats off to you and to all those people who have worked their butts off to, you know, make stuff happen. Thank you.
I'm not going to cry. You are.
No, I'm not crying. I'm
emotional. Also, I would just like to state for the record, we here at Women of Fantasy Football love that you just came as Kayla and like there wasn't a makeup team, because Kelly and I don't have a makeup team. We are just here, and we
my makeup team.
I got nothing on today. I just, you know, we're here for it. Wearing makeup all the time, like, oh,
it is. And I've got, so this is totally off topic, but I've gotten to the point where, like, 90% of the time, I don't wear makeup. Because if you don't like me without makeup, I don't care.
Amen to that, sis. Amen to that. I was wearing CVS makeup my whole life. I guess here, you know, I could step it up a little bit. That's what I found out. Like, I, you know, but regardless, like, it's just coming as you are and holding down the fort. And guys, I really appreciate you having me on here. Like, it's been such a blast.
We appreciate you joining us. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
And if anyone out there has questions, like, if you ever want to ask me anything, listen, I'm still learning. I have a long way to go, but feel free to, I don't know if there's like, you know, I can give you guys my info. Like, there's a Twitter handle. Well, I shouldn't. It's KAY_breezy22. Yeah. It's a long story why it's KBreezy, but like, feel free to message me, email me. I'm always, you know, I want to pay it forward because there's so many people who have helped me in my life.
That's so great. We did tweet it out. And during this broadcast, I've tweeted again. So people, you can find Kayla by finding us as well. So this has been amazing. We don't want to take up too much of your time. I know it's still in the middle of the work, not middle of the workday, still in the workday here in the West.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to keep up with the timeline. I know. Thank you, guys.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you one last question before we let you go, though.
Hit me.
We need give us one prediction as we head into the 2022 NFL season. It can be about anything. A team, a player, someone you work with. Give us a prediction.
That's good. One prediction. I have like a couple, but I'm going to do one. My prediction, everyone's talking about the Broncos, I think the Chargers are going to win their division. Listen, Justin Herbert, for those of you, I'm seeing all these like pop up. Justin Herbert came off of a breakout year last season. I think he's a little underrated. Not even a little. I think that he has recognition, but he broke a number of records last year. I know they're talking about Russell Wilson off with the Broncos and how that's going to change. And I think it's going to be a tough division no matter what because of all the quarterbacks there. But I will say Justin Herbert, keep an eye out for him because they just brought J.C. Jackson over there defensively. But I do think that he is going to lead this team not only to win their division, but I think they're going to make a good playoff run for sure. And, of course, if I'm being biased, like, don't rule out the Patriots because you know, Mac Jones coming into his second year. I guess he's got a lot of confidence this year. So just
don't rule out the Patriots until the season is over. I give you 28-3. I give you the Butler
very
did it.
Particular number you just said there too.
Love that. I wonder where that came from.
I know. I just don't know.
It's very unique in particular.
Right.
Josh is cringing behind the scenes right now. Kayla, thank you so much for this. This has been fantastic. Before you leave, let everybody know where they can find you, how they can watch you do your thing, all of the things.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. I'm honored and blessed to be a part of this, for real. Thank you. You can find me, Twitter handle I see right there. It's KAY_breezy22. You can Instagram, I'm KAYB2, so KB2. And I don't know why I come up with these usernames, but and
we then all have our time.
I'm on NFL Network, so turn it on. It's not just me. There's more amazing, incredible people to watch out here that flood you with info. If you're a fantasy football person like myself, we have a fantasy show. There's NFL Now that's like news stuff. Like we got all total access. Flood you with all that info. So check us out there, y'all.
Oh, Kayla, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for the last 40 minutes.
You too, guys. Thank you so much. Take care. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I can't even.
My cheeks it are is, so sore.
I'm like.
From smiling.
I took notes. That was so good.
I didn't even have time to take notes because I was like just too focused. Involved. But we don't have time to stall, Kelly. Because our next fantastic guest is here. Somebody that we both had the pleasure of meeting and hanging out with in person this past weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kendall Valenzuela.
My door is open.
Unmuted.
Oh, there you go. I was like, I tried to unmute her, but then it said I couldn't unmute you because you muted yourself.
Hi, how's it going? I'm so excited.
We're so excited to have you. How are you?
Good. How's your guys? How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How was your journey home? Because there have been some stories.
It was a journey. It was a journey. No, it was fun. Thankfully I got a direct flight into Canton, right? But like TMI, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway, I got really sick on the way there. I don't know why. It was the first time I've ever had to throw up on an airplane, and it was really unpleasant. Mm-hmm. And then the ride home, you know, we're tired, we had just done mm-hmm. all that stuff, so I didn't get a direct flight, of course, so then mm-hmm. you know, had to jump on the connecting, and then I'm in LA, which Kelly knows well, it took me an hour and 20 minutes to get home by car, so it was a journey, but we're back, we're better and we're rested a little bit more.
Well, that's so good.
Yeah,
everybody seemed to have some struggle. Thankfully, all of my flights were on time leaving.
Oh, thank goodness.
But it was one of those things that one of my coworkers told me I had party girl voice. And I was like, that's either post-expo karaoke voice or lack of sleep voice.
Probably
because,
both.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I think I got 6 hours of sleep, 12 hours of sleep across 3 days. And that's not enough to function.
That's so bad. But we had fun. It was so fun. It was my first one. And it, like, again, to me, you guys was the absolute best. So I had such a great time. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. But Jordan and Elliot were like, let's wait at least a year to do it again.
I was going to say, you get to do it again next year. So
exactly.
And not only do we get to do it again next year, but we've been promised a bigger room with a longer time slot.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited. That was the highlight of my trip.
Thrilled. Oh, for sure. If you didn't get to make it, our Women of Fantasy Football panel was half an hour in a room that was standing room only. We were a hot topic, and I loved seeing mm-hmm. a room full of men who were just there to support us and find out how they could support us more.
Mm-hmm. It was great. The pictures.
I don't think there was a bigger boom. What do we call it? Splash. Than our panel and the mm-hmm. and the ability, I can't even put words together, but you know what I mean. It was talked about more than anything else, I mm-hmm. think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was fun. It was so fun.
Well, Kendall, I know, moved to the LA area. And I recently moved to the LA area, and I was like, do you need a roomie?
I was like, I wish. I was like, maybe. And then I was like, no, I can't. I just got here. But I was like, honestly, like, you could sleep on the couch. It was perfect. But it didn't work out. But I was so close. I have heard
conversations about popcorn and wine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Listen, that's a full-on meal. I don't care what anybody says. It's a well-balanced, nutritious meal.
1,000%.
There's some dairy. There's some fruits.
There's everything you need in there.
There's some green. Oh, yeah. For sure.
In some instances.
So, Kendall, you are a graduate of the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting at Arizona State. Say that 5 times fast.
I know. Forks up. It's our little Sparky is like our mascot. So like our thing is Forks Up. Don't ask me why, but that's what it is.
You cannot, everybody out there, please do not mistake Forks Up for another hand gesture.
I get that.
Anyway, am I loud? Is this an adult show? I don't know.
I mean, so it is
sorry.
Now
you have to rate it R. I'm sorry, guys.
NC-17.
Look it up.
So funny. Don't look it up. That's the thing.
There are literally some things that you should never Google. I don't know if that's one of them. So you're a Forky.
Forky.
Sparky. Forky. Forky's from Toy Story. Josh, don't laugh at me. What is one of the most important lessons you learned there that you've just carried with you throughout your entire career?
Yeah, there's a couple, and I can go chalk to start with, but it is something that was super important to me and kind of has helped me build myself throughout this career. And it's just to everyone you meet, it's such a small industry. No matter how big people think it is, everyone knows everyone. And just to treat people with respect is one of the main things that I learned there, because the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism was such an elite, amazing school. And I think it pushed me so hard to be the best version of myself in college. And in college, no less, it's really tough because people are still trying to figure out what they want to do, right? But going to that school and going to that college was just, I was up against people in really healthy ways, you know, to go up against them and to know that they were trying to do the same things I was. But it was just I just treated everyone, and people treated me with respect, and it made way for such good conversations and such good feedback. And now I have friends, you know, at the NFL and friends doing, you know, local news and just things. They've just gotten so big and so great. And I really do credit it to Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, because they just taught us so much. And the other thing I learned there was to really be a Swiss Army knife of anything. I was the first female sports editor there. And I knew I didn't necessarily want to write during my career, but hey, it's something that could get me in the door on my resume. I did a lot of sports packages and stories for PBS news on there that we had over there. So it was learning to hone your skills. And I think that's what college and just getting into it is all about, right? And even if you don't go that route and don't necessarily go to college for sports, like, you just do it every day, right? You listen to podcasts, you come on things like this and talk about it, and you write as much as you can. But being that kind of Swiss Army knife really opened some doors for me, where my first job out of college was in sports radio. And I was like, well, I don't necessarily want to do sports radio for a living, but any kind of foot in the door is better than nothing. And doing that obviously led to writing, which led to Pro Football Focus, which now led to Fantasy Life. So it's been, you know, treat everyone with respect, but also be a Swiss Army knife, hone in on those skills that you can, and more doors are going to open for you than being more one-dimensional when you're up against people.
Yeah, 100%.
Amazing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for me to jump in. I think that's been my thing.
So I'm kind of going out of order here because I'm really curious about this one. Kendall, you were once a Batgirl for the Seattle Mariners.
I know. I
need all of those details in depth.
I know. The joke is that I peaked in high school because that was the best job ever. And I, you know, if Jordan and Elliot are watching, I'm kidding. Matthew, kidding. This is the best job ever. But no, I was the Seattle Mariners ball girl in high school. And it was seriously like, I do make fun, but it was the best job in the world. And what people don't necessarily know about me is I absolutely love football. I love the Seahawks. I'm from Seattle, right? Seahawks fan. I've gone through a championship with them in my life, which has been really nice. But the Mariners are the one team that, if and when this season, I'm hoping, but when they do at least make the playoffs, I know they're not going to win the World Series. We're not going to go that far, but they're a team that's so near and dear to my heart that when they do go to the playoffs this year, I'll cry. So I just, you know, I applied one day and I said, Mom, I really want to do this Mariners ball girl job. And she was like, well, what the hell is that? And she was like, no, first of all, she was like, no, what are we doing? But I was an athlete in high school. I did softball on my high school team. And basically, like, long story short, you had to write a cover letter. They had to accept you to even come interview. Then you got balls pelted at you during a random week. It was, they took you out there and it was so crazy because you sat there on the field and they had to make sure you were actually good at fielding. And so they hit these things at you like it was crazy. And so you had to be able to field. And then they called me and they said, hey, you got it. And I was able, I think I did it for 4 years, and it was the best 4 years ever in high school, just going to getting paid to sit there and watch baseball games and field foul balls and give them to little kids. It was seriously the best.
So go ahead, Kelly.
No, I was just going to say, I love that so much. I didn't even realize that was a paid position. And then here you are now, no longer a ball girl, still getting to do fun things and talk about sports.
Exactly.
At the expo, I saw you and your amazing, lovely radio voice. Man, you were hosting hours of SiriusXM. That was astonishing. Not in the fact that you were hosting, like, of course, I expect you to be hosting on SiriusXM. Just the amount of time that went into that, I was like, wow, that is a goal. That's goals right there.
It was so fun. And like, we talk about the expo, right? This was my first time at the expo. And so to have all the support, just not only from, you know, the women of fantasy football, right, that I've been super excited to meet, you know, you, Faith, and Kelly, meet again. But the just the sheer amount of support, like we talked about, from everyone there, the women and the men, and for SiriusXM to reach out to me and say, hey, we trust you enough, not only because Peter and I do our own fantasy life show on Sundays from 5 to 7 Eastern, but for them to say, hey, we want you to do 2 other hours on top of the other 2 hours that we give you with Bob, with none other than Bob Harris, who's like the best person on the planet. And I say, cool. Man, it's, and that just goes to show though, that like the support is there. And for them to just trust me with that, especially on a Sunday and with Bob, who just, you know, you could ask him anything and he knows the answer. So it was such a surreal, it was honestly, I didn't know it in the moment, but I came back and, you know, you kind of decompress and I'm like, damn, that was super cool to be able to do that for, you know, 4 hours of SiriusXM alone, but to do it with Bob and all those guys at Sirius who are so great. And for them to say, hey, we're not going to question any, like, here you go. Like, just, we know you can do it. And me even, you know, you think that I even had a thought where I was like, can I do this? And then you sit back and you say, hey, if they think I can do it, then I better just buckle up and do it. Cause if they believe in me, then so should I. So that was such a cool moment. And I appreciate that. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
I love what you just said.
Faith, I keep cutting you off. I'm so sorry. But Bob Harris gives the best hugs on the planet.
Oh my gosh.
If you have never had a Bob Harris hug, I urge you to ask for one the next time you run into him. You know, okay. Sorry, Faith. Go. I just had to get that off my chest.
So I was going to say something that Kendall, you just said, is that they asked you to do it and they offered it to you and they asked, and you said you had this moment where, can I do this? And then you said, if they think I can do it, then I should just buckle up and do it. And I think that's something that people sometimes don't think about, is that a lot of times we have a lot of self-doubt. There is always that small voice in our head saying, you can't do this, you can't keep up, you can't hang with the boys. But there's always at least one person, and from my experience, at least 4, 5, or 6, in your corner saying, you can do this. You certainly can hang with the boys. You can beat them. You have every right to be here. You deserve to be here. And so I just want to say, if there's ever somebody who's doubting their position or feels like they don't belong, reach out to somebody, reach out to me, because when you don't have enough faith in yourself, I got you. Literally and figuratively.
Exactly. No, it's so important. I think we're human, right? Everyone's going to have self-doubt. Like I said, I've got friends all over the place and they're doing the biggest jobs or the smallest jobs that they've had. And every day some, you know, we think, okay, can I do this? And I always sit back and I'm sure you guys do the same. And I just say, hey, we're here for a reason, right? You can't, and especially with sports, right? There are things that you can do and learn along the way in other careers, but this one weeds out people that put in the time and the work and the effort. And so if you've made it this far, or even are just starting, right? There's a reason you're here and there's a reason you've made it where you are. And that's because of your hard work. And when people realize it too, then that's a time for you to reflect. I always like, and I always tell people when they're doing things, even this, I'm just like, I sat back and I had a call with Elliot before I came out on it. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, I'm going to go on the Women of Fantasy Football podcast. Like, we're going to do this. And I'm like, this is a cool moment. And I think every day you just have to, or every week or whenever you can, is just sit back and like, know that everything you're doing is, you're here for a reason. And it's really freaking cool what you're doing. So to just take a moment and just like, let it all in and say, dang, yeah, I'm here and I'm doing this and it's cool. So that's what I like to do, at least.
You're so right. Like, everything you say, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you're so right. But you are. You kind of wake up these mornings and you're like, what the heck? I get to go do something that I love. And I think it shines through your work and Faith's work and my work and anybody who loves what they're doing to the point where other people come up and they're like, what's it like to be you? Because we mentioned that on the panel. Somebody said that to me and I thought it was like the funniest thing because I wake up just like everybody else. But then, you know what? Not really. Because you don't want to take for granted what it is that you get to do that you love.
Exactly.
Man.
1,000%.
I mean, it's like you said, Kelly, I wake up like a lot of people. Tired, grumpy, like don't want to get out of bed. And that's how a lot of people wake up. But then there are opportunities that I have either been created through hard work or networking that a lot of other people don't get to have. If you would have asked me 2 years ago, we'll say three because we started in 20. If you'd asked me 3 years ago, if I ever thought that I would be partnered with Laura Oakman, that I've had a conversation or several with Stefania Bell, or that I've been ever would have talked to Kendall Valenzuela from MB Fantasy Life, which didn't exist at the time, or somebody from the NFL Network, I would have laughed at you because who am I? Like, and so I think it's important to go, yeah, I am just a normal human being, but through hard work and the grace of God, I've been given some amazing opportunities and I absolutely will not take them for granted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. You deserve to be, everyone deserves to be where they are. That's my thing in this space, you know? Mm-hmm.
Kendall, let's talk a little bit of fantasy football for a second. Oh, this is probably not in the notes because I actually don't look at the notes. Sorry, Josh. So,
Josh is like,
why did I do them?
How many, if any, fantasy leagues are you in?
Oh, man. So, well, I'm just going to put underdog in a whole different space.
Oh, yeah. Right? I don't count best ball as fantasy.
Underdog, whole different space. Because
you draft and you're done.
Because that's like, we're in like, whatever, 50 plus there. I think right now, so the fun thing about this, though, and something that I like, I love to admit, and people know, right? I'm newer in the fantasy space. So this has been super fun. And again, has been great because of all the support that I get to be able to do it. So I think right now, I think I'm slotted in for, I think, six this year. I think six right now. Six
those
with
are
like
rookie numbers. We're gonna have to.
I know. I need to get in more, right? But I've been focusing so much on like learning more. So underdog has been like the biggest help for me. And that's been so helpful to just be able to see all the movement and things going on there. But I've got a ton with friends is the fun thing. Like I'm so friend and family oriented. So I need to get into more with like you guys and the people that are really freaking good. But right now I'm ready to just like give it to all my friends and family and to just come in and totally destroy them in these drafts and be like, oh, me? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, you should totally pick whomever in the second round. Totally go for it. Like, yeah. But again, I'm super excited. I'm excited because I'm newer at fantasy, or not newer at fantasy, but newer being an analyst and doing it every day. So it's been really fun.
I'm kind of in that opposite. I started playing fantasy football like 4 years ago, but it was actually Josh who got me started into fantasy football. And then my first league that I joined were with people on Twitter. And every league that I've ever been in, I've never had a home league. And so this year, our club Fantasy FFL, who is the parent to Women of Fantasy Football, we started a writers league. Oh. And so that's kind of like my home league. But the problem is that we all know each other and we all know each other's players and who wants who. And it's just been, our chat has basically been us yelling at each other and then laughing at each other because they got sniped. Well, that's like, So you both were involved in the SFB Lives in LA. I was in SFB Live in Orlando with Josh. I was picking at five and Josh at six. And so when Josh took his pick, I took Josh Jacobs right behind him. So on the turn, Josh, you can't see him, guys, but he's got his head in his hands. He hates this story. It's my favorite thing. So on the turn, Deontay Johnson is his dude. So in the sixth round, I take Deontay Johnson at 6'5". He's not paying attention because he's looking down at his laptop. So I walk up to the board laughing the entire time, knowing what's about to happen. So I get up there. I place the sticker. I sit down. It takes him a solid 30 seconds. And then he just screams the F word loud enough for the entire room to hear. And I can't breathe because I'm laughing so hard. And another one of our writers, Zach, also known as Chalupa Batman, was in there. He walks across the room and he goes, did somebody take Deontay? And I'm laughing. And I go, yeah. He goes, was it you? I said, uh-huh. And so that's part of the joy of like home leagues. And exactly. Now writers leagues with people you know and work with is knowing their players and knowing that you can snipe them and how much joy it brings your petty little heart when you get to do so.
Exactly.
Is there a fantasy life league?
I think we are starting one. I think it's in the works. Like I said, so I'm at least signed up. I know I'm in seven right now. I'm sure it's going to keep going by the time we get to football season. So, and then Underdog, like I said, Underdog has my full attention right now. I think we did one in Ohio when we were like at dinner at midnight or wherever we ended up at midnight. And we're sitting there like, let's do, you know, where people have been drinking. We're like, let's do it. Let's do a fast draft at midnight. And I'm like, I'm good. I wasn't drinking because I had to go to Sirius the next day. And I was like, yeah, let's do a fast draft. And I got the best players I've ever gotten in my life. I mean, players fell. They weren't paying attention. Everyone was like tired. I was like, this is the best draft I've ever done. Thank you so much, guys. This is so helpful.
I like how you said wherever we were at midnight, because I feel like that was just the theme of the weekend.
That was the vibe.
I'm like, you don't realize it's midnight until it's 1 a.m. And you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
That's Josh's birthday was Sunday. So midnight, Saturday night at midnight, we were still at the hotel bar. And then at 1:30, they're all like, hey, let's go to Milestone, which if you're ever in downtown Canton, is a board game bar. And it's so much fun.
That sounds
fun. And so it's within walking distance. And so we shut it down at 2:30. And I'm like, I want to go to bed. Can we just go home?
Exactly. Exactly. I think there was always a moment every night where I was like, I'm tired. We should be in bed.
we have things to do tomorrow.
Exactly.
So speaking of, go ahead,
Kelly. I just even want to get this in on best ball because Jake Trowbridge tweeted out this 30-second quick best ball, and then Kendall I think retweeted it too, and then I had never done the 30-second pick one. And I was like, Kendall, what are we doing? What is happening here?
Kelly commented. She was like, why is it so fast? I was like, I know. It's the most stressful 40 minutes of my life every day. It's awful. I know. I felt bad because you probably thought it was a slow one. And then you get in there and you're like, you have to do it. And I felt bad.
Don't feel bad. I just was like, well, at least you're in there with me. But yeah, I think I was at work and I went out to do something and I came back and like half my team
had been drifted. You got a good team though. That was the best part of it. At least.
It worked out.
That's sometimes what happens to me on Mondays. For Market Like It's Hot for Club Fantasy, is I'll be at work and then like I'll get called away and something will happen and then I'll come back and it's like halfway through the fifth round and I'll be like, oh, well, yep, forgot that started.
You're like, yikes, sorry.
Good My thing bad. It's only a mop.
Exactly.
So speaking of fantasy football, did you first become like part of fantasy football? And I don't mean it that way. Did you first start playing fantasy football when you were when you came on board to Fantasy Life, and then how did your opinion of it change, if at all, after joining the team?
Yeah, no. So I've been playing fantasy football like since I was in high school. I think my dad, you know, fun short story is that my dad always loves any excuse to throw a party, right? We're, you know, Mexican. It's just, it's a fun thing, like you guys know. And so any excuse, right? So he's like, fantasy football draft party, yes. And so I remember I would come home from school some days after like soccer practice or something, because it was the fall, and there would just be, you know, a ton of random men and women in our house that I didn't know, and it'd be like, it'd be such a fun party. He'd order pizzas, all the drinks, all everything. And so I just, whenever I was old enough, I think it was high school where I really got it, started getting into sports and football and knowing this is the career that I wanted. So I've been doing, you know, the easy home leagues, nothing crazy like that, since I was younger. And then Fantasy Life obviously came along. I was doing more and more drafts each year, like I said, with my college friends and family and all the good stuff. And then Fantasy Life came along, and it was, you know, for a not a life lesson, but a, you know, sports career lesson. It was something that I had to get better at, right? And that's something that I know every day. I know I go into every day wanting to read more, wanting to write more, wanting to listen more, and just consume as much as I can from the amazing people in this fantasy community, because they we have so many great people that are so good at creating what they do. So I have come in, and like I said, best ball, I'm probably in, I try and do 3 fast drafts a day is what I'm trying to do a day. And then I'm in however many slow drafts, which just, you know, slow drafts, you just set them and go. But it has been, I've always been a football fan, right? And coming from Pro Football Focus, I love numbers. I'm a huge numbers proponent. I love everything about football and what it takes to win and all that good stuff. So it's been so fun though to come over and bring over all the numbers from Pro Football Focus, and we focused on a lot of defenses, and just bring that mindset into fantasy, and just learning so much every single day about who's going to do well, what's a proponent that could make them not do well, and all that stuff. So it's been such a cool transition, because I feel like I am learning so much every day, and I'm in a position where I'm not comfortable. I think it's so important to not be comfortable in what you're doing, because that means you're learning. So every day I get a little uncomfortable, because I know I could learn more and be better, but every day I strive to do that. So it's been such a pleasure.
That's amazing. I first came to know you online because yes. of your TikToks. And I remembered, like, oh my gosh, I love your TikToks. I started following, like, I love your TikToks. Like, I felt like such a fangirl. And yeah. I want to know, like, how do you stay on top of all of the TikTok trends and keep your content, not just for Fantasy Life, but even your own content, fresh and fun and relevant?
It's a horrible answer. It's that I'm on TikTok every single day, just scrolling my life away. It's just like, don't listen to me. No, but it's tough. It's fun and it's tough. And thankfully we've got, I mean, amazing people like Amanda over there and Jake, who are just the funniest people alive. And then Peter doing his videos, but it is, you know, you got to keep your pulse a little bit on the trends. And so it's such a short, chalky answer. But the answer is you have to, unfortunately, be on it, because sometimes I'm like scrolling. You guys know the drill where you're like scrolling in bed and you're like, I should be going to bed, but I am scrolling through TikTok. And then anything I see, you know, I'll save it or I'll like pin it or whatever, because I always, whenever I'm looking at content, and this is not healthy, but it is something that I do because of, I'm a social media director. So whenever I'm on social though, I always have this part of my brain that I'm thinking like, how can I turn this into like a fantasy piece of content? How can I make this funny trend about, you know, you, or this sound, funny trending sound about fantasy. And that's just kind of a part of my brain that probably will never turn off, but that's, I just scroll way too much. You guys should not look at my screen time or my usage on TikTok. It is disgusting. You're going to say, oh my God, that is horrific. But that is what I do. And then I figure it out later.
That's perfect, because, you know, I'm going to throw out an old lady marketing term here, but we in the olden days used to call it a swipe file before you actually swiped anything. I don't even know where that came from, but I do the same thing. I'll take screenshots, I favorite, I bookmark, I screen record, because no matter the platform, just if I see a good idea, I'm like, holy crap, that's such a good idea. How can I make it ours? I love that answer. I think they're really is no other answer, but I know Faith is dying to say about the battle of whether TikTok is a good use of time or not within the writers.
So TikTok, well, listen, we can all agree that TikTok is a is a waste of time. Like, no, sure.
I love it. I learned so much.
When I say waste of time, I mean you waste so much time on TikTok.
Okay.
Like, you look up, you look at the clock and it's 10 o'clock. You look up like 10 minutes later and it's now 3 a.m.
So, but I learned how to transplant a plant into a new pot.
You could also learn that on YouTube. I don't TikTok, but I will get lost in Instagram reels. I won't TikTok on principle. But we have in the Club Fantasy Writers chat. So for a hot minute, Josh doesn't TikTok either for the same reason. He will get lost in it. And then 3 hours later will go by and he will look up and where has the time gone? But Joe Pepe on Twitter is also known for his TikToks. And there has been multiple discussions. And so now every time Joe posts a new TikTok, he makes sure to tag Josh because he knows just how much Josh loves them. And so it's more of a fun question for you. What is your least favorite TikTok trend?
TikTok trend? Oh, man. Oh, that's such a hard question because there's so many. I say anything, and this is just a personal one. I am not going to dance on TikTok. I established that in my, again, Jordan, if you're watching, like, first thing I said is that I'm like, I'm not, you guys can shake your ass for our TikTok. I would actually love it. Like, love that for you guys. Anything coordination wise, it's not happening. So, like, and God love Jake, right? We sent Jake this idea for one, I think a few weeks ago, and I'll send it to you guys after because it was hilarious.
Yes.
And he's doing it. He's just dancing away. He's doing it in the privacy of his own home without any music, right? And so he's doing it for me and I love him for that because he's like, this is good content. He's shaking his butt, he's doing it. It was one of our most watched TikToks. It was fantastic. But I was like, any trend where I need to try and learn a dance, it's not happening. It'll take me too long.
I was talking to Jake at the expo and somehow we got on the subject of his content and his videos. I asked him about his wife and I said, so what does she think? He goes, oh my God, she'll walk in and she'll go, you're doing this again, and just walk right back out of the room.
She's a trooper. I know. And he does such funny stuff that I'm like, I can't imagine sometimes walking in on what he's filming and being like, oh, okay. Yeah, this is totally normal.
I feel like, yeah, I would, even though it's Jake and we know Jake, I feel like even that I'd walk in and just turn right back around and just
fantastic. He's so
great. He's amazing.
So he's funny. Again, the only one that'll dance on TikTok. So
him and Dustin Lunt from Drinking and Talking Fantasy decided to tailgate in the parking lot of the flag football game.
Oh my gosh.
With Josh and a couple other people. They were out there playing beer pong.
Incredible. I think I saw them set up and I was like, this is incredible. That's when I got my first dose of Ohio, of like the fantasy expo. I was like, oh, so this is it. We are actually pre-gaming the flag football that starts at 4. And that's when it all came together for me. I was like, I understand this now and I absolutely love it.
You mean it that's wasn't in the lobby of the hotel when you're standing there and you can't move like 2 inches because somebody stops you to be like, Kendall, oh my God, I love your TikToks.
It was definitely the beer pong where I was like, I love this. These are the people I'm meant to be around.
These are my people.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Gosh. Okay, so one last recap from you. Kendall, what was your most... What was your favorite moment from the expo?
Man, I have so many, and I'll just list like top three, obviously not in any specific order, but meeting you guys seriously was a highlight. And I know I can beat that drum all day. And looking back on my photos have just been so fun to see, but just, you don't very often get a group of women just supporting each other unconditionally, right? Mm-hmm. I think that is so tough. I know we preach it all the time and just it's the way the world works and it doesn't usually happen, right? And to be able to not know you guys and to come in, and again, I cannot stress this enough, be probably the newest one in the space, and to come in like arms open and feel so connected and so welcomed was just by you guys, by everyone in that freaking tiny room that just squeezed in there like a can of sardines. I mean, it was seriously such a cool moment to just look out there and say, like, all these guys support us, all these women support each other. It's just like, it's just, I've said this before, and I think I said it on Fantasy or SiriusXM, but like, I've been in a lot of communities, you know, throughout the years in sports, and this fantasy community is just something different. There's just something different about it, where it's just been so fun and so easy to come into and just feel so supported and welcomed, and even critiqued when I needed to be, right? It's not all love and happiness and hugs. It's like, hey, I think you're wrong here, and here's why, or here's how you could have done this better. And I think that's the best part of it, is it's not all hugs and love, although it is. It's us trying to make sure that we leave this space and make it better than when we entered. And I think that has just been the best part of it all, is seeing all that. And then you know, doing a series show with Bob Harris and Peter Overset, of course, was fantastic. And then, you know, being able to see, my dad texted me and he was like, you can't be in Canton, Ohio and not see the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And to be able to go to that and see everything that was in there, because, you know, when's the next time? I mean, because of the Fantasy Expo, though, I'll be in Canton again. But when, you know, before, it's like you never get the opportunities to do that. And so those three were the top three moments, definitely, of the weekend. It was so fun.
That's fantastic. Awesome. I know that we need to wrap it up because we're running long, but we do have you as an employee there at Fantasy Life, Matthew Berry Fantasy Life. There's been there's been a lot of changes over the last several weeks. Are you allowed to share with us anything exciting that might be coming, maybe? I don't know. I just thought that might be fun to ask.
Yeah, there are. You know, it was so exciting, and we're so happy for Matthew, right? The NBC move was just, I can't stress enough how happy, I feel like you can see it in his videos too, in his content, like how genuinely happy he is at NBC. So we're happy for him. I know we have things in the works that are going to come out soon. I know that the big thing is the Sirius show, right? The Sirius show has been so fun and new. And it's just been a great time. And the newsletter is going to go to 7 days a week here coming up. So if you're not subscribed to it, seven days a week will be fun. And it's just all that content that Peter writes. Peter's, again, incredible. And everyone that works with us, right? I mean, from Linda, Jonathan, Jake, Amanda, all everyone, like Kevin, I can't even name them all because they're just so great, but that'll be fun to be able to have that newsletter out 7 days a week, and we're always getting better, right? So just, you know, keep an eye out, and we do have things in the works, so it'll be fun. We're coming up, and it'll be a great time.
You heard it here first. Seven days a week. Get your newsletter on.
It'll be fun.
Get your newsletter on. All right. One last question. Who is your favorite tight end for fantasy this year?
Oh my gosh. Let's see. So, you know, I know. You can go many directions with this, right? So my favorite sleeper or breakout, whatever you want to call it, right? Someone I've been harping on is Albert Okwuegbunam on the Broncos.
Okay, first of all, I just want to stop you for saying that.
Right?
That was Peter impressive and I, in and Peter of itself.
And I, Peter and I have gotten into discussions because he likes to say Okwuegbunam. And I'm like, no, I did not cover the Broncos for 3 years for you to tell me it's Okwuegbunam. I know what it isn't, and it is not that. So I do, if you want a sleeper or a breakout, someone who I think could do really well is Alberto, only because he's great. Albert Okwuegbunam's great. He's got a great freaking name. If you can say it in your fantasy leagues, you'll be 10 times cooler. But just, you know, long story short, Russell's there. He doesn't have freaking Drew Locke anymore. Tim Patrick's unfortunately down, and you've got some targets that are open. And I think, you know, Greg Dulcich is nice, but Albert Okwuegbunam's better. So that's, if you want a breakout, I'm not saying go draft him in, you know, the fourth round, you got to wait for that one, but I do like Alberto this year to at least have a little breakout sleeper action there.
All right, well, there you go. Kendall, before we say, Joe has a question for you. Speaking of tight ends, what are your feelings on Cole Kmet?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Okay, so, right? I'm like usually not on the Cole Komet train, but when Linda loves Cole Komet and Matthew Berry has Cole Komet listed as his favorite tight end breakout, I'm obviously missing something. Mm-hmm. So if you're not on the train, I say board it now, because between Linda and Matthew Berry, I'm like, we obviously need to like Cole Komet here. And I like Justin Fields, right? So I think Justin Fields is going to do way better. Well, let's hope he does way better than last year, right? I don't think he could get worse. But, you know, fingers crossed. But, you know, with Linda and Matthew Berry both having him on there, we got to pay attention to Cole Komet. So that's all I got. That's like all
I just want to say for the record. You have officially started World War III in the Club Fantasy Writers Chat. Because half of them are anti-Cole Komet. Half of them are driving the Cole Komet train. And then, like, you have a few stragglers like me who are just like, meh.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of like, if I need an opinion.
I'm on board. Sure. I'm okay with it. I will say we have Dynasty Dorks there in the chat. Loves Albert O. And wants to start a movement.
An AO movement.
Yeah, we'll start. We'll just all get on, like, we'll all record a video, right? Here's a new TikTok I'll do. We'll all record a video saying Albert Okwuegbunam, and then once people learn his name, I think that's why people don't draft him, right? They don't know how to say it. They don't want to say, oh, who's your tight end you drafted? And they say Albert O, and they say, oh, who's that? And they can't say his last name, right? That's my working theory. So just get on the train. We love Albert Okwuegbunam. He's going to do great. And then we'll call each other like week 15 if he's not doing great and just say we'll forget.
Misery. We'll delete this podcast. It never existed. So, all right, one time for everybody watching. Take us through it slowly on how to say it properly.
Okay. Albert, see now I can't say it slowly though.
Is it Okwuegbunam? Is that what you said?
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
Yeah, it's honestly, when you look at it, it sounds really lame, but it's exactly how it's spelled. So, Okwuegbunam. Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam. Exactly. There we go. See, now the movement
I think it ends
started.
With an M, though, Kelly. Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Nice. There we go.
I tried.
You did a beautiful job at trying. Kendall, before we let you go, we're going to bring Josh in here in a second to give away some jerseys. You are more than welcome to stick around. If you can, if you have to dip out, you can. But before that happens, let everybody know where they can find you and your work.
Yes. Yes. All right. So my Twitter handle's down there, @kvalenzuela17. Obviously follow me. I would love that. I'll follow back. But the big thing is the MB Fantasy Life, right? And it's MB for Matthew Berry, of course. Fantasy Life, and that's on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all the good stuff. We've got great stuff going on. Like I said, the newsletter's free, so please subscribe if you can. This week we're giving away Madden. We're giving away Madden codes, so people can, you know, retweet and win all that good stuff. But just, you know, go follow us. We love all your support. And SiriusXM on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern with me and Peter Overzet. That's about it. I think I checked
that is. Superb. Kendall, thank you for joining us. It was great meeting you again.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm sure we will do this again in the future. And without further ado, the only man we let in the room every Wednesday during August.
Love it.
Josh Hudson.
Hi, Kendall.
Hello, Josh.
Nice
How's
to
it going?
See you again.
Nice to see you again. See, now it's fun because now I've met all of you in person. So now this is the best. Now so I can put you.
It's
guys.
Like
it was
a
great
reunion
with you on Friday, and then just seeing you up on the panel on Sunday during the Women in Fantasy event. Like, and then hearing you know all this today, like between you and Kayla, seriously, smiles ear to ear. This
good.
Has been
I'm not
fantastic.
Lying when I say my cheeks hurt.
I know. I'm just like I've been having such a good time. I'm like, damn.
It's
awesome.
Been fantastic. So obviously I'm here just to give away jerseys because people have been so kind to continue to donate to our scholarship fund that we're setting up with Galvanize, which was organized by Laura Oakman from Fox Sports. This week we raised another $480. So we are currently up to the 2 week total of $1,290 for this scholarship fund. So,
hey-o.
That being said, let's give away one of these jerseys. And it's going to kind of determine which one of these tabs I pull up first. We're on. Perfect. All right. So
who is
first
this?
Up,
the banner's hiding it.
Najee Harris.
Oh,
is going first. All right. So let's see who wins this signed Najee Harris Steelers jersey. Good luck to all who donated. We greatly appreciate everything that you have put forth in this. And oh my God.
Shut up.
Again.
Shut up. Shut up.
Dennis M. Roy. Dennis happened to have been at the expo this past week. And Dennis won two of our jerseys last year.
Wow.
Was it two or three?
I think you won two. I don't think anybody won three. I know there were a couple people that won two of them. So obviously, it, for me, hey, you're willing to donate, I'm all about it. So greatly, greatly appreciate that. So next up, save that one for Dennis. But we've got the NFL's all-time leading rusher, a signed Emmitt Smith Cowboys jersey. So without further ado, let's see who wins. Another two-time winner from last year. Mr. Joshua Jacobs has won the signed Emmitt Smith jersey. All right.
All right. That was exciting.
I will be getting these out later this week. And with that, I will go ahead and announce what jerseys we're giving away heading into week three. So to start, we have yet another NFL Hall of Famer. A signed Deion Sanders Falcons jersey. Going back to the draftee days when he ran off the field and said, you guys don't have a high enough pick to take me. And the reigning Offensive Rookie of the Year, a signed Ja'Marr Chase Bengals jersey.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
If you head over to womenoffantasyfootball.com, you will see the graphic that has both of those jerseys on it. Click that graphic. It will take you over to the raffle page. You can purchase your tickets, $5, and automatically enters you to win. Once again, every single dollar from those ticket sales will go into the scholarship fund that we at Women of Fantasy and Club Fantasy have set up with Galvanize to help women get into their boot camps that they set up with sports franchises across the country. Obviously, us being part of football here, we want to focus on the NFL camps. Laura did four of them this past year. It's a great learning opportunity for women all across the world that want to learn about what the sports world is and how to get involved and, you know, coaching, tutelage, mentorship, the whole nine, and sisterhood as well, because that is a huge part of what Laura sets up. So I'm going to go ahead and bow out and let you guys wrap the show. But Kendall, thank you for sticking around. Congratulations, Dennis. Congratulations, Mr. Joshua Jacobs, not the Raiders running back Joshua Jacobs, but a guy that I play in a fantasy league with. So signing off.
Does this sisterhood come with traveling pants? That's my only question. Okay, that was a stupid question. That ages me a lot.
I got it. So we're right there together. So as you all saw, we just raffled off a Najee Harris jersey. Who happens to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Who happens to lead into one of our guests for next week? Her name is Brooke Pryor. She is the ESPN reporter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. She is fantastic. She loves Bojangles, and I have said it multiple times. I never feel more connected to her than what I'm eating Bojangles. And I had Bojangles twice this weekend in the Charlotte airport. And I was like, I feel so close to Brooke right now. She's just fantastic. I cannot wait to talk to her. And then our second guest of next week is kind of a surprise. And for now, I'm just going to leave it as a surprise. And you're just going to have to pay attention and tune in later to see who it will be, because honestly, we don't know either.
It's a surprise for all
of us. It's a surprise for everybody. And who doesn't love surprises? These are good surprises, I promise you. Nobody likes bad surprises. But this is a good surprise. It's really hard to know what you're going to do when you kind of work for ESPN.
Right.
So that may or may not be a hint as to who our second guest could possibly be. But we will talk to her at some point. And again, you will find out at a later date who that is. So for myself, FF underscore leap of faith, for Kelly and Phoenix, dang it, at Kelly and Phoenix, for Kendall Valenzuela, at K Valenzuela 17, make sure that you are subscribed to the Club Fantasy YouTube, because while we are raffling off jerseys, Josh also likes to get a little philanthropic and give away some other signed things when we reach some subscriber milestones on YouTube. And those are free for you. So all it costs you is a subscribe on our YouTube channel. Follow Women of Fantasy Football on Twitter at women_FF. It's not a one-time thing. It's a movement. And just like we're getting on the Cole Kmet train, y'all don't want to miss this. So you're going to want to get on the Women of Fantasy Football train, because we're going places and you want to be there. So until next week, have a great week, y'all.
Bye.